The fish in much of New Jersey's waterways are too contaminated to eat. For decades, industries that lined the state's rivers dumped toxic waste, like dioxin from Agent Orange, into the water. Despite the serious health risks, residents eat from contaminated waters anyway. It's free food. As part of our ongoing series, Dirty Little Secrets, New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports some of the companies responsible for the pollution have come up with their own approach for protecting human health.
Eating anything from the lower Passaic River can cause cancer, liver damage, birth defects, and reproductive issues. But Oswaldo Abad does it all the time. Standing on the bank where the Passaic River meets the Newark Bay, he's reeling in a small bluefish and part of a grocery bag.
One piece plastic and one fish.
One piece of plastic and one fish? He already has a bucket full of what he calls his poor, contaminated fish. Pobrecitos, he says. Five?
Yes, five.
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah, that's good.
Abad is from Ecuador. He loves fishing. He says he forgets about his debts out here. He's hilarious. And he switches between English and Spanish because his English is only good after a few drinks.
Tengo que emborracharme para hablar.
Children, pregnant women, women who might one day want to be pregnant, they're not supposed to eat any fish from pretty much any body of water near New Jersey. Men can. According to the state, Abad can eat one catfish per year from the Newark Bay, or four striped bass a year. From the Hudson River, he can eat one eel per year, or seven blue crab a week. But you have to throw out the liquid the crab is cooked in because that liquid is toxic. Abad has been eating way more than what is considered safe for years.
Lo lavo, lo salo, lo
poco. He washes them, salts them.
Lo pongo ajo. Los frío.
Garlic, fry it.
Lo hago sopa, un caldo.
Caldo?
Sí.
Caldo de crab?
Sopa.
Crab soup?
No, crab.
Catfish soup? Sí. Sounds good.
It's good.
Entonces, you eat more than one a month?
Yeah.
And you don't get scared?
No.
The Passaic River is one of the most contaminated bodies of water in the country. More than 100 companies are potentially responsible for dumping toxic waste in it for decades before that was outlawed. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, wants the polluters to clean it up. In the meantime, some of the polluters have formed a group. They call themselves the Cooperating Parties. And in an effort to reduce the health risks to some of the most vulnerable in the community, they're funding a fish exchange program, which brought me to a greenhouse in Newark. Oh my gosh! 300 tilapia rushed toward me. Gray and pinkish fish all swimming up against a little window in their tub. They're excited to see me. Amy Rowe says so. She's an environmental chemist at Rutgers University who oversees the fish farm for the polluters.
They want to interact with people because they know that we give the food.
They know?
Yeah. Which is why they're so excited to see everybody.
Every Saturday when it's warm out, residents can bring in their contaminated catch from the Passaic.
Eels, crabs, carp, whitefish.
And swap it for clean, healthy tilapia, pound for pound. But these tilapia that are so excited to see me, they aren't big enough to swap.
No, unfortunately, these weren't quite ready for harvest size. And so we actually bought tilapia fillets from Costco. Yeah.
Like frozen bags of
frozen packages.
The Cooperating Parties, the polluters, have spent more than $1 million funding the greenhouse and the fish swap. They've prevented 170 contaminated fish from being eaten, which are now sitting in a freezer in Newark.
So these are eels. This looks like perch.
So this is a freezer full of contaminated fish?
From the Passaic River, yep. Oh, there's some more eels.
And Amy Rowe isn't sure what to do with them.
They could just go to a landfill. They could be buried somewhere in New Mexico. I mean, there are all kinds of ways to get it out of Newark.
Legally, she can just throw them in the trash where they'll end up being burned. But environmental justice advocates like Molly Greenberg with the Ironbound Community Corporation warned contaminated fish better not end up in their incinerator.
You breathe in what comes out of the smokestack. If it's toxic when you eat it, it's toxic when you breathe it. the question that was posed to me, which is, what would you do with it? And our response is, we wouldn't start a project where we can't answer that.
Advocates think the whole fish exchange is a distraction tactic, a PR move to avoid cleaning up the Passaic. But Walter Mugden with the EPA says the fish swap is not a solution.
It's not something we've proposed, nor is it something that we've endorsed. It's certainly no substitute for cleaning up the river and getting the fish to be clean in the first place.
The EPA wants the polluters to replace 2 feet of toxic mud from the river bottom with clean rocks, sand, and gravel. It's a $1.7 billion cleanup. It's one of the largest proposed sediment removals in the history of the EPA's Superfund program. The polluters think that's excessive. They want to fund a cheaper, smaller cleanup. But Mugden says they don't get a say.
We make the decision. That's not something that we negotiate.
A spokesperson for the polluters told WNYC that the EPA's proposal is, quote, destined for years of conflict and litigation. Meanwhile, it could be decades before the fish are safe to eat. And families who rely on food from the state's contaminated waters, they're not always going to wait a week to take their catch to a fish swap. That's Walter Anchecta. He's from Honduras, and he's cutting up a small snapper he caught to use as bait for a bigger fish. Anchecta is out here with his wife and kids, the population that isn't supposed to eat anything from the water. What they catch will be their dinner. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.